Is back. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Close, Stacey.
Yeah. Sitting here sucking on a pacifier. Swinging my ghost sticks around.
The pacifier. Come on, guys. All right, back in the day, we all had times in our lives where you're just like, all right, you know, what the hell? But, dude, I had buddies sucking on pacifiers back in the day. It's like, now you're just, now you're taking it to another level.
Well, you
bring
need
it back
to,
a notch,
you
would
need
you?
Something to suck on at the rave while you're high on ecstasy, man. Come on now.
so you know what it was for? So you don't grind your teeth down to a nub.
That counterculture of ravers. And look, if you go to raves, that's fine. Whatever. I can't knock it because I've gone to loud rock shows where you chug beer and lines of cocaine in the bathroom. Whatever, you know.
It's a good time.
But
I mean,
I'm
saying you don't have to take the drugs, though.
It always cracks me up, the raver counterculture. It's like they just went so far off the path. Like the big furry boots. And the fishnet gloves, the pacifiers.
It's loud music, chicks with fat asses dancing up on the stage, and just a bunch of people that really can't look at you, but they have that 100-mile stare in their face.
If you could just...
Where am I, bro?
If you could imagine Hunter and I in full-on raver gear sucking on pacifiers, just swinging glow sticks around.
Some puffy boots.
Oh my God! It just cracks.
He always got the guy. He's got the guy laying on the ground, looking up, and then somebody else standing over him with the glow sticks, and you know, doing the light show in his face, and the kid's face looks like he's in cloud nine. Just like, right. What is that guy feeling like right now? God!
I'm gonna take half of ecstasy before the rave just to see how I feel. If I need more, I'm gonna take the other half.
Next thing you know, you're licking the bathroom stall because it tastes so good.
You didn't eat that whole bag of mushrooms, did you? Call Guinness.
Schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Just sweaty people rubbing up against each other.
So there's a real quick, there is a club up in Grand Rapids called Intersection. And we'd go up there, and there was a DJ called DJ Irene. She was just house DJ, man. Loudest music you'd ever hear in your damn life. Dude, I walked into the place and immediately couldn't hear. And it was a great time. I got to say, I had a blast, dude. It was a bunch of kids just throwing down.
Is that where
But damn, it was interesting. It was interesting.
Is that where you did your hot body contest?
No, that was after. The hot body contest was way before. Bastard, you had to bring that up.
It's only 29 days into the new year, and I finally brought in the hot body contest. Bitch. That's pretty good. I think that's a new record.
Hey, well, I got second. That means something, right?
Yeah, first loser. Yeah. Some guy there had way better pecs.
Dude,
way
he was
better
ripped.
Pecs.
He was from like the Dominican or something. I can't compete with that. I'm ghostly.
You didn't put enough baby oil on. That's the problem.
Jesus. Can we move on? Not talk about hot body contest.
All right, fine. Let's do it. It's morning dump time.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
He's just jealous, bro.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call him 269-445-7777.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, the U.S. Air Force is working on some crazy technology that can heal a soldier's wounds 5 times faster.
Wow.
They're developing ways to reprogram a person's own cells so they can speed up the healing process by tricking the body into converting regular cells into skin or muscle, depending on what was damaged. See, this...
Straight up Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know?
So I bring this up because right now my goal is, Hunter, is to just make it like 20 more years. Because I figure by 20 years, there'll be enough medical technology to redo all the damage, to undo all the damage that I have done to my body. My liver is screaming. My lungs are shot. I got holes in my nasal passageways. Like, I'm just hoping that by the time, like 20 years... They'll be able to be like, all right, look, we're just going to plug you into this. You'll be set to go. You'll get another, you know, 60 years on there. You know what I mean?
It'd be pretty sweet. You know, the opportunity to open up for me would be, there's times in my life right now at the age I am where I size stuff up where I'm like, no, not going to do it. I can't risk it. Yep. I'm too old. I'm going to split my shin, and I'm not going to recover like I used to be able to.
Yep.
But now if they have this technology, I'm going to look at that gap a little bit different.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for it now if I can heal five times as fast.
You can have that young man confidence, that young body confidence that you used to have where you just, like, actually yesterday I slipped on my driveway. Dude, I can't wait to see the bruise on my thigh.
And
my,
nearly died.
Dude, nearly died. And it was just like, you know? Yeah. But now, as medical technology advances, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine.
Yeah, you're good now.
Yeah. I'm going to jump off this roof. Just see what happens. It'll be fine. Just
head first. Head first.
Head first. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. Just get a shot of stem cells in the neck. You'll be good to go. The future is now, old man. Pamela Anderson has added to her husband collection by secretly marrying her handyman and bodyguard, Dan.
That's a rough way to put it.
Husband collection. How many times she been married? What husband number do you think this is?
God, I don't know. I don't really keep up on
number
Pamela.
Number six, let me guess. Hunter.
Six?
Number
Damn.
Six. Yeah. Dan is lucky number six. Isn't that what they say?
See, here's the thing, though. I really can't blame her because the other person's got to go for it, too.
Yeah.
Like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're marrying somebody and you're the sixth one, it's not going to work out.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, fat chance. The odds are against you, at least. Let me put it that way.
I mean, she's just getting her practice in. Maybe it will. You know, maybe it will work out. Maybe she's really well-practiced on marriage.
Not to mention, I know that guy has seen the video. I know he's seen the video. Like, how are you going to try to compete after Tommy Lee?
They're sitting in bed. They're sitting in bed. And she's like, honey, what's wrong? Honey, talk to
tell
me.
Tell you what's wrong.
Tell you what's wrong. I'm packing a cocktail weenie, and you got old Long Dong Silver over there, Tommy Lee. What am I supposed to do?
It's not even touching anything.
Let's be honest, though. Yeah, Tommy's got a long one, but it was kind of thin. Can we say that for all the...
It's kind of thin, like a kickstand.
That's my justification. That's how I try and make myself feel better after seeing...
Long and thin. Yeah. I don't think it was that thin, man.
It's all about girth, right? It's not the length of the boat. It's the width of the boat. That's you get more stability that way. You get more stability that way.
I think it was like a pumpkin gourd, man, for God's sake.
Like a tuna can. It ain't long, but it sure is skinny, I tell you that much. So, anyway,
stumpy.
Congratulations to the happy couple. I don't know if they have a registry or anything like that where we can buy them a gift. Maybe we'll send them a nice china set or something like that. So, good enough. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump. We'll be back with more. Stick around.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.